Order.
There was no bribery. There was no corruption. There was no facilitation payment. There was a set of arrangements that were, quote, a lawful use of public resources.
Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McCulley defending his Saudi sheep farm deal following the long-awaited release of the Auditor-General's report of her investigation into what's called the Saudi Arabia Food Security Partnership. The report was tabled in the House as Parliament began its sitting day at 2 p.m. And although applications for urgent debates are supposed to be in by 1 p.m, Labour's David Parker relied on the Speaker, David Carter, to exercise his discretion.
I have received a letter from the Honourable David Parker seeking to debate under Standing Order 389 the release of the report of the Auditor-General on the Saudi Arabia Food Security Partnership. This is a particular case of very recent occurrence for which there is ministerial responsibility. Given the high level of public interest in the matter, it warrants the immediate attention of the House by way of an urgent debate. I call on the Honourable David Parker to move that the House take note.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Of a matter of urgent public
importance. Mr. Speaker, the only positive for the Honourable Murray McCulley in this report is that the report finds that he is not guilty of the crime of corruption. No money went into his hands, and he is found not to have bribed anyone else. Sir, beyond that, this report is an absolute indictment of the government, their cover-up, and their poor standards.
Labour's David Parker, while Greens co-leader James Shaw called for Mr. Cully's resignation.
It is extraordinary to me that he continues on in his role as a government minister. I think, Mr. Speaker, that is intolerable, and he should stand down immediately.
While the Greens co-leader called for the minister's head to roll, the New Zealand First Party's Richard Prosser wanted a commission of inquiry.
Because it is rotten to the core, that is obvious to everyone. It's obvious to the average person. It should be obvious to every member in this House, and it's going to be obvious to the public, and they're going to be asking those questions, and they deserve to have those questions answered.
The government's response to Richard Prosser and James Shaw came from the Attorney-General, Christopher Finlayson.
It's a fascinating contribution from Mr. Prosser. It was more pitiful than his usual contributions, because in the space of less than 10 minutes, we heard that this involved selling our souls, corruption, a new low, bribery, blackmail. And frankly, Mr. Shaw was just as bad, because in the space of a few minutes, we heard it was intolerable, a litany of incompetence, rogue behaviour, dodgy behaviour, not transparent.
The Attorney-General, Christopher Finlayson, in the urgent debate on the Auditor-General's report of her investigation into the Saudi Arabia Food Security Partnership. Now from the chamber to the committee rooms with Rhys Lyon.
The Health Committee continued hearing submissions today to its inquiry into public attitudes towards euthanasia, including one from Family First Director Bob McCoskrie.
Our submission today is that this inquiry and the associated push for assisted suicide presents a serious risk to public health and safety.
Mr. McCoskrie was critical of the aim of the inquiry.
Just a fortnight ago, Chief Coroner Judge Deborah Marshall referred to New Zealand's unacceptable and stubbornly high suicide rate and said there needs to be more discussion. We're having more discussion here, which is a good thing, but Judge Marshall said we needed more discussion about suicide prevention. In complete contrast, this inquiry was initiated and is being driven by a desire to promote assisted suicide. You don't discourage suicide by assisting suicide.
The Family First Director suggested that each time the issue of euthanasia came up in Parliament, there was a corresponding spike in suicide rates.
1995, Michael Law's failed bill. 2003, Peter Brown's failed bill. And 2012, when Marion Street's withdrawn bill was first introduced. A close examination of the suicide and attempted suicide rates during those years from Ministry of Health statistics show that for each occasion there is a slight peak going against the overall trend at that time. It cannot be ruled out that there is risk related to the increased publicity given to the idea of euthanasia and assisted suicide.
Mr. McCoskrie said it was time for the discussion on euthanasia to move on.
to focus on what New Zealanders really need, a focus on providing the very best palliative care and support for vulnerable people, whether they're at the end of their life or momentarily wishing they were at the end of their life.
Family First Director Bob McCoskrie speaking to the Health Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Frewin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.